folks. We're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open now, even though I've had a few phone calls, and Dave's waiting on the line here, 800-313-9443. I'd be curious to get your input on this. Do you think there's anything to this, or do you think I'm crazy, folks? I'd be curious to know. All right, back to Dave. Go ahead, Dave, continue.
All right, I acknowledge that your observation is very, very accurate. And, for example, just the other day I was doing some research work about history, about between wars between France and England, and there was a posting that I looked at that indicated the Battle of Agincourt was in 1215 instead of 1415. So there's all kinds of different changes, and hey, the serpent is subtle, so those changes are obviously not all errors. Errors do happen, mistakes do happen, but and so there's a lot of changes to different things, and how and when things get changed. Obviously, when the internet was developed and homes were being wired for it and everything, obviously there would have been a lot of changes made there. But in terms of movies and television shows and programming, there was a movie called Shrek 2 that is was about 13 or 14 years ago. There's a clip on the internet. It's to locate it, it'd be Shrek 2, Fiona meets Fairy Godmother / Fairy Godmother song. And in this 5-plus minute clip, the song where she's going, well, the prince will come and provide you for you and keep you from all harm. And at 1:59 in that clip, the princess is sitting in front of the mirror, and the actual image of Prince Charles is on the mirror at that time. Now, this is something that goes under the radar of parents because it's just a animated movie and all of this. But this is heavy-duty programming.
Yes, psychological programming. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, exactly. Now, a little over 10 years ago, I read a book 8 times because I found it so full of information. I even posted it on my website, which I won't say the name of unless you allow me to.
I don't care.
Well, my website is genuinechristianitynow.com, and the name of the book is Hidden Secrets of the Alpha Course. And the reason I'm bringing up the name of that book is because of what you were talking about in your intro in terms of changes in Bibles. Chapter 2 goes into detail in that. Chapter 2 is titled Alpha Partners, UBS, Warburg, and International Bankers. Now, there's an entire listing of different subject matter within it, but it starts with some history about the Warburgs, and then it goes to a heading, British Communism, and then the very next heading is Westcott and Hort and Communist Bibles. Now, that is, chapter 2 is only about, 8 or 9 pages long. And chapter 4 is titled British Control of Global Media and Propaganda, which also goes into a lot of detail about psychological warfare, propaganda, information control, and everything. I highly recommend that you and your listeners at least read the introduction, because most people, this book came out in 2005, most people are still unaware of the Alpha Course, and it's been running worldwide since at least 2005, and it's nefarious. It's a fake Christianity where instead of preaching sin and then repentance, in order to get accepted into the Christian culture, it's a matter of going away for a weekend and having an alpha supper party.
Oh, brother. Well,
yeah, it's all right,
yeah, and I don't want to turn this program into a Bible study here, folks. And Dave, I appreciate the information that you've given out here, but this program is going deeper than just the changes in the Bible. So anything else you want to add before I let you go and get back to this, Dave?
Sure. Final point. The 1611 Bible it describes in this book also how that came to be, and it describes also, and this is not about a Bible study, this is about deception that I'm talking about here. It describes how Westcott and Hort use spurious Alexandrian texts. See, there was Ben Chaim and Ben Asher, and the Ben Chaim were legitimate, and the Ben Asher were spurious. And they deliberately did it because they were Fabian socialists, which started in, I think, 1888 in England. So I'll leave it at that because, hey, you have other callers and everything like that. But Hidden Secrets of the Alpha Course was an eye-opener for me, and it's full of information about these deceptions and the changes, and some of them are deliberate, and hey, once in a while an accident will happen, but this is about power and control revealed within this one book very much.
Thanks, Dave. I got to let you go.
Oh, thank you.
My lines are loading up here. All right, let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. You did? Oh, okay. Let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
So the question is, is there something to this, or do we think you're crazy, right?
Yeah.
I think both. I think there's something to it, and you are crazy.
Okay, well, I've been told that before. No, I put this show together about 6-7 weeks ago, and I had researched it about 6 months ago, and the only reason I did it is because a guy called into John's show the other day and brought this subject up, and it had been sitting here all this time, and then I went and looked for the show that I was going to do tonight, and I couldn't find it because the link that I copied had vanished. So I said, what the hell, I just throw it out there and see what happens, you know. But anyway, okay, so you believe there's something to what I'm saying, but I'm also crazy for bringing it out? Is that what you're saying, Joel?
No, I just think you've always been crazy. Oh. I think you're doing a good job of it, though. And I have two other little things that I'm going to add.
Before you do that, are you going to pose the same question to me that you posed to James Kelso?
No, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
No, this is on your topic.
Okay, go ahead.
In science class, what did they teach you when, how did we get most of the oxygen on the Earth? What did they teach you?
From the trees and the bushes.
No, they taught me it was from the ocean, from the algae in the ocean. I remember that distinctly. Now, since then, they say it's the rainforest, but so that's something else.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Well, maybe we went to different schools together, Joel.
Maybe we did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's the other one you got?
One of the reasons, I'm sure there's many, why they do things like this, little things, and change them, is it because when you're old enough to have grandchildren, I don't know if you do or not.
Oh, yeah, I got five.
Okay, sure. See, now, if your grandchildren are talking to Grandpa, and he says it's one way, and then they look at him and say it's another way, then that discredits your credibility. They're going to say, oh, Grandpa says this, but teacher says this, and the computer says this, and then they're going to not pay as much attention to what the other things you say, are they?
That's a great point, Joel. I never thought of that. But yeah, and the same thing happened when I was a little kid. You know, I remember I had a grandpa that was a little bit out there. You know, he was crazy like me, you know.
Yeah.
And I would go to school and learn one thing or another. Grandpa would say, I don't know what they're teaching these kids in school these days. That's not right. But I always tend to lean towards my grandpa rather than school. That's probably why I got kicked out.
Well, I think things are changing. They're not going to do that anymore. The kids, I'm saying the kids aren't going to do that anymore. They're not going to lean towards Grandpa because they're going to follow teacher and professor.
Oh, I know. Especially in college, I know. But you look at what's happening around here with the millennial generation now, and you have to scratch your head and say, what happened here? How did this happen? Yeah. You know, the orange hair and bones in their noses and whatever. You know, I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, okay, thanks, Joel. I appreciate that. All right, have a good one. All right. Yeah, let's get back. That's funny. Okay, let's get back to this. Let's see. Oh, okay. So the question is, you know, and Joel brought up a great point. You know, my grandkids say, well, Grandpa, what do you think about this? And then I tell them what it is, and they go back to school. Well, my teacher didn't say that. And then the teacher says, well, Grandpa's nuts. Probably setting us up for a psychological evaluation for Grandpa's down the road somewhere. What do you think, folks? Anyway, okay, so the question is, why would they want to do this? Why would they want to do these MKUltra experiments and then get exposed for them through their denials of them and finally come out and have to apologize? Bill Clinton is the ultimate apologist, is he not? Why would they do this? Okay. Well, it's possible. Now, I'm not saying it is, but it's possible, and I know that a lot of you will probably remember this. But there was a project that was revealed back in the 1980s called Project Bluebeam. And this would go hand in hand with a new world order and a one world leader, the Antichrist. And there would be four steps to a Project Bluebeam. Number one would be the introduction of archaeological evidence that suggests our history is wrong and that we are the product of alien DNA. In other words, manipulation. Okay? But, you know, touching on that for a minute, these statues that are winding up being replaced or disappearing, I believe that they are slowly but surely trying to eliminate whatever rock that we have, if you will. What do you call it? What do they call it? An anchor. I believe that they're trying to remove whatever anchors we may be able to point to as far as who we are as a culture. But yes, anyway, the four steps to Bluebeam, and the introduction of archaeological evidence that suggests our history is wrong, that we are a product of alien DNA manipulation. The second one, for those of you who remember, and I'm sure a lot of you do, is a holographic show in the sky, making mankind believe that an alien invasion is imminent. We've heard about this in the past. I have. And the third one is this. This one connects with the Mandela effect, because are they planning to use electronic telepathic effect through two-way communication with low-frequency waves like are in these Gwen Towers that would reach all people around the Earth through the inside of their brains? And I know this is out there, folks, but I don't rule anything out, okay? I don't rule it in necessarily, but I don't rule it out. Through the inside of their brains, making each person believe that his own God is speaking to him from within his soul. If this Mandela effect is real, it would make a lot more sense than it did back in the 1980s. The one world government, new world order, call it what you will, globalization, to control our brain. The reason? Well, if not, there would be a revolution against it. Can you see how these new age social justice warrior snowflakes, the mind-numb masses, would buy this? They'd buy it easily, because they are not being taught how to think. They're being taught what to think. So, in operation right now, now again, I go back to MKUltra. It was exposed. The experiments were exposed. Bill Clinton came out. You heard the clip. He apologized to the American public. They compensated some people that were damaged from it, or families that people had been killed by it because they did not give their consent for it, yet the CIA did it to them anyway. In operation right now, folks, is a project called BRAIN, B-R-A-I-N, as you would spell your brain. It's brain research through advancing neurotechnologies. They are mapping the human brain to control it. Now, is it any surprise that the most important thing for the elite isn't, and we see this around us all the time, okay, it isn't ridding the world of poverty, of starvation, or disease. It is war. CERN and the mapping of the brain and controlling us in a one-world government, new world order, if you will. Now, if you say, oh, that's poppycock, blah, blah, blah. You heard Bill Clinton, okay, talking about MKUltra. Let's take a listen to Barack Obama talking about the brain research advancing neurotechnologies. Go ahead and play that clip, Mike.
Over this project.
As humans, we can identify galaxies light years away,
We can study particles smaller than an atom, but we still haven't unlocked the mystery of the 3 pounds of matter that sits between our ears. But today, scientists possess the capability to study individual neurons and figure out the main functions of certain areas of the brain. But a human brain contains almost 100 billion neurons, making trillions of connections. So as a result, we're still unable to cure diseases like Alzheimer's or autism, or fully reverse the effects of a stroke. And the most powerful computer in the world isn't nearly as intuitive as the one we're born with. So there's this enormous mystery waiting to be unlocked. And the Brain Initiative will change that by giving scientists the tools they need to get a dynamic picture of the brain in action, and better understand how we think and how we learn and how we remember. And that knowledge will be transformative.
And there you go, folks. It's going to give those people the, quote, tools they need. The tools they need to figure out exactly how we think, what we think, implanting us with what to think, and proceeding with their program. Let's go to Ken. Ken in, where is it? Let's see. Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, what would happen if they had like 3 big antennas and they could, some nights you go up there and there'd be thousands of spacecraft coming this way. We got to get the United Nations to work together to fight all these. I talked to a guy at a talk show one time and told him, they said, well, we wouldn't do that. Now, who's we?
Okay, you talked to a guy on a talk show that said we wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, okay. We wouldn't do that. He didn't say they wouldn't do that. He said we wouldn't do that.
Well, I don't know.
I couldn't figure out what the heck you're talking about.
Well, what talk show were you listening to, Ken?
Oh, years ago, back in the 90s. I don't know where it was at.
Oh,
but he was talking about that. And, I said, it's possible they could do something like that.
Well, with what I try my best to piece this stuff together, and I really was sitting on the fence to whether to even put this out here for people. But I think, you know, everybody deserves to know. They can poo-poo it or they can look at it or whatever they want to do with it. But I do believe that there's a lot more going on over there with this Hadron Collider and the quantum computers that they have intermingling with it than just looking for the source or the origin of matter. Because to me, you know, why would you spend all this money on that just to find out where matter came from? That would be stupid, right?
That's a good point. Yeah. Another thing, they said that Lowe's store had a S on it, or, you know, apostrophe S or something. Well, they could change a sign, you know. That doesn't mean anything to me, you know. Well, you start saying they've always wanted to change the Bible. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
They got so many versions of it.
But you know,
they would love to change the King James Version Bible if they could, or sneak it in there. Maybe they are doing it. But you give me some ideas to start studying that.
Well, I've already studied this as much as I'm gonna. I just wanted to throw that out there in case some of the listeners hadn't heard it and they wanted to go study it for themselves, because there's a whole lot more that I didn't even get into. I'll give an example. When you're talking about changing the Lowe's sign, I was an avid Ford fan. F-O-R-D, as in car, you know, back in the 60s. Yep. I owned a 63, actually I owned two of them at two different times, a 63 and a half Ford XL500. I loved that car. It had a 390 engine in it. Both of them did. Okay. And the Ford logo on the front of that car said F-O-R-D, right? Well, on the little line that goes through the F in Ford, I remember that. Okay, it was a straight line that went through there. But now, if you look at the logo of Ford, that F has a squiggly line in there now instead of a straight line. So that's
why don't they
weird.
Call it Walmart?
I don't know. I gotta go to a break.
Walmart on their hats and T-shirts. They got this.
I gotta go to break. I'll hold you over. Back in 3. Hold on.
What it is you think I should. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Awakening, Michael Herzog, your host. Phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. You can call in with a, put in whatever you want to put in on this. Give me your thoughts on it. Am I crazy? Have you had any of these same experiences happening to you? Whatever. But anyway, in the meantime, let's go to Dave in Tucson. Dave, or is it Dave in Tucson? Hold on. Who is this here? Wait.
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, I do. Hi, Dave. How you doing? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, Fort Huachuca is just down the road here. And
yes.
You're like the first guy in the world to hear this. You know how sharks navigate in the water and find their prey in the same way that, what do they call those things? Stingrays find their prey. They use they have little electrical sensors on their snouts.
Yeah,
and they can pull the electromagnetic energy from other creatures, and that's how they zone in on them and go eat them. Well, it turns out, just like we have fingerprints and irises and voices and whatever, and DNA, and we're all different, every single human alive has a slightly different electromagnetic signal that we emanate. And they're studying us like crazy right now, and this is how they're going to identify us and track us down when they want to get us.
And this is going on in Fort Huachuca?
Yep, and it's top secret, and the only reason they ain't messing with me is because I got more on them than they got on me. So somehow okay. That fits in with your whole little trip about this worldwide hocus-pocus, oh, it's the god alien, you know, whatever they're hoping.
No, I mean, yeah, it's all part and parcel. I mean, they never stopped this MK-Ultra thing. They've just expanded it, put it underground, whatever they did. But I'm firmly...
They just want to control everybody all the time. It's like, come on, dudes, take a break.
Really?
You already got all the money. What the hell else do you want now?
I know. All right. Anything else you want to add before I let you go and go on to the next caller?
I figured you'd weave that in somehow, and nobody knows that in the whole planet.
Huachuca. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've been down there. Okay.
Yeah, that's where Army Intelligence waterboard people and torture them and all that kind of crap.
You must have worked in there or know somebody that does or something, right?
Oh, I know something.
Okay. Obviously.
All right, have a good evening. I like your show. Keep on keeping on, dude.
All right, thanks, David. Appreciate it. Let's go to Morgan in Phoenix. Morgan, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. How about an old historical change in perception?
An old historical change in perception?
Yes. The Francis Bellamy, who originated the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
The original formation of the Pledge of Allegiance, you stood around the flag, hand over the heart to the middle of the pledge, then you made a Nazi sort of salute towards the flag. They changed that in World War II.
Okay. They changed it so you didn't salute it?
Yes. You just stayed with your hand over the heart.
Okay. Well, I mean, in the Pledge of Allegiance, you say into the Republic for which it stands, but they changed that as well because they never referred to Republic. They always refer to democracy. So I've never gotten that one, you know?
Well, and under God.
Right, yeah. I think they deleted that as well, didn't they, Morgan?
No, they added it.
No, it was in there when I was in school, okay? But I thought I had heard, and I don't know this for sure, but I had heard that they had eliminated it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Anyway, okay. Yeah, that's cool. Anything else you got? By the way,
no,
congratulations.
Sir.
You're a first-time caller. I appreciate that. Okay. How long have you been listening to RBN?
Several years.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in, man. Anything else you want to add?
That's it, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a good evening. Yeah, that's a new name. You know, we've got a lot of listeners out there, folks. And I listened to John's show today, and John was a little bit, I don't know, up in arms because the callers had dropped off. And I haven't noticed that myself, but I guess evidently maybe he has. But at any rate, he had a number of callers that called in. Yeah, at least 12, 15, maybe 20, I don't know. But I appreciate everybody bringing their input to my forum because, you know, I'm just like him. I just want to know. I want answers to questions just like you folks do. You know, I want to know what's going on and if there's anything we can do to sidestep what their plan is. And it's not just it's like a think tank. You know, it's like what they do when they have these big think tanks. All right, we're just a big RBN think tank here. All right, sitting around the table, tossing forth ideas. Anyway, got to go to a break. I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. See you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. I wanted to mention to you folks, I may be taking a day or two off. I have some possible plans. I haven't made a firm commitment on whether I'm going to do it or not, but if I do, I will be taking possibly tomorrow and Friday off and having a long weekend and actually getting away from it for a while. Haven't made my decision final yet, but I'm just throwing it out there. So back to this, have you ever met a control freak? You ever had somebody in your life that was just a total control freak, tried to control everything you did or anything you said, you know, they had a better idea or whatever, and they always tried to steer you along their way of thinking? Isn't that what these people sound like to you? I mean, they want to control our reality and what we perceive to be our reality and how they can manipulate us while they poison us, slow kill us with GMOs and prepare us for their ultimate psyop. And you tell me, folks, am I crazy? Because, you know, I could go on for several shows on this, you know. And this isn't something new. This is something, you know, the CERN thing and the quantum computers are relatively new in the whole scope of this, you know, information awareness. And I'm sure you all heard the term total information awareness. But there's also the National Security Branch Analysis Center, the Novell Intelligence from Massive Data. There's another place called ADVISE. You know, are these mere replacement programs for the Total Information Awareness, or is it the same with a new name? What is it? You know, the Total Information Awareness Office is a branch of the Department of Defense's Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. And their mission is to imagine, to develop, to apply, to integrate, to demonstrate, and transition information technologies, any components and prototypes, any closed-loop information systems will counter asymmetric threats by achieving total information awareness. And the IAO is headed by John Poindexter. Another good one. The former national security advisor in the Reagan administration and the chief architect of the Iran-Contra affair. Oh, where do they get these people, folks? I mean, we've got Robert Mueller, they appointed in the special counsel. We've got John Poindexter in the Total Information Awareness Network. Are these people nothing more than total control freaks? You know, the Information Awareness Network, is its stated mission is a gift to conspiracy theorists and paranoics everywhere, particularly with its use of the Masonic eye in pyramid symbol in its logo. The IAO's Illuminati-esque logo features the all-seeing eye of God from the Great Seal of the United States, replaced with the all-seeing eye of the Information Awareness Office, gazing at the Earth. And the Latin motto, Scientia est potentia, meaning knowledge is power. Back in December, what was 2002, the pyramid logo was removed without any comment from the official IAO webpage, and presumably in response to widespread criticism of its Masonic Illuminati overtones. The biographies of senior staffers also disappeared. A mirror of the old page. The IAO's stated mission is to gather as much information as possible about everyone. Now, the gentleman that just called in about Fort Huachuca, okay? Everybody, and I've used this in the dating world, you know, we all have an energy field, right? And it's difficult when you run across somebody that's on the same energy wavelength you are. That is what, you know, starts a cacophony of chemicals running through your brain, which causes infatuation, which causes the chemical connection, if you will, to somebody. And they're trying to figure that out on us as well. So the IAO's mission is to gather as much information as possible about everybody in a centralized location for easy perusal by the United States government. In other words, all they want to do, folks, is just hit a button, you know, with your type in your name, hit a button, and they go, boom, oh, okay, here's A, B, C, D, and E all the way down to X, Y, and Z, and all we have to do is, you know, hit X or Y, and we know exactly what that person's going to do. Is this not the next phase or the future phase of the Manchurian candidate? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there, you know, but look, the IAO's mission is to gather as much information as possible, which they're already doing at a centralized location, and that's including any of our internet activity, any of our credit card purchases, any of our airline ticket purchases, our car rentals, our medical records, our educational transcripts, our driver's license, our utility bills, our tax returns, and any other available data. In essence, the goal of the IAO is to be able to create or recreate a life history of your thoughts and movements for any individual on the planet on demand, which the Bush administration deemed necessary to counter the threat of terrorism. But this goes way beyond terrorism, folks. Okay, this is an intrusive personal invasion into our lives. In everything they do, they're tracked, or everything we do, we are tracked and traced and recorded for future reference. The critics claim the very existence of the IAO completely disregards the concept of individual privacy, which it does, and whatever liberties we have left, and it's far too invasive and it's prone to abuse, and they're doing it to us all the time. The IAO was first mentioned in the media by the New York Times reporter John Markoff back in 2002, with very few details available as to the agency's role or its activities. And in the following months, as more and more information emerged about the IAO's full scope, well, protests started to spring up with civil libertarians, and that grew all over what they claim is the IAO's disturbingly Orwellian mission, especially within the larger framework of other invasive, like Homeland Security measures and policies implemented by the Bush administration. You know, that list they've got of you could be a terrorist if you have a freedom to fascism tape in your backseat, Ron Paul sticker on your car, you know, if you are a prepper, okay? They've got so many things on that list now that we've got to look on that list to see if we're not a terrorist. And once everybody's a terrorist, doesn't that mean nobody's a terrorist? Okay, but I've looked on the list, and according to their definition and terminology of a terrorist, probably all of us are on there. You know, this is ridiculous. And you know what it stems from, folks? I mean, the control mechanism might be part of it, but another part of it is paranoia. These people are paranoid. They're scared to death. They're scaredy cats. They think everybody thinks like them. Nobody, very few people think like them. What is it? 3 or 4% of the population are the narcissistic, psychopathic people. You know, I think Laura Knight Jadzik wrote about that in her book. But back in January of 2003, Russ Feingold introduced legislation to halt the activity of the IAO and the Total Information Awareness Initiative pending a congressional review of the privacy issues involved. And a similar measure introduced by Senator Ron Wyden would have barred the IAO from operating within the United States unless specifically authorized to do so by Congress, and would have shut the IAO down entirely 60 days after its passage unless either the Pentagon prepared a report assessing the impact of the activities on individual privacy and civil liberties, or the president certifies that the program's research is vital to national security interests. Any action in the United States Congress to attempt to halt a specific internal Department of Defense project is highly unusual, underscoring the grave threat to civil liberties and privacy that many lawmakers perceive in the Information Awareness Office. So there's been extensive criticism of the IAO in the media and on the internet from both left and right-wing civil libertarians who feel that the unprecedented systematic categorization and access to information that it will enable it's a grave threat to our individual liberties. And another step farther down the slippery slope of the totalitarian state, which they're so close to already, and they're trying to force it down the throats of the Syrians, later the Iranians, and the Russians, and the rest of the world. And what's the core issue of it? The banking system. They want that central bank in there where they can lend money and charge interest for it. Back in November of 2002, the San Francisco Weekly columnist Matt Smith decided to illustrate the perils of the information proliferation to John Poindexter personally by publishing a column containing Poindexter's home address and phone number. Oh, I bet that went well. Along with those of his next-door neighbors. The information quickly propagated through the internet, and protesters created numerous websites with this data, as well as the satellite photographs of Poindexter's house. I wonder if they ruined his lawn. So, no government agency may deploy or implement any component of the Terrorism Information Awareness, formerly Total Information Awareness Program, without congressional notification and authorization according to a provision adopted by the House of Representatives. Okay, I got another caller on the line. Who might that be? It would be Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Mike, since I'm kind of a scientist and not as astute in law and in the political realms as are most of your listeners and you, I believe I identified a population management program that was put in place in 1976. So I've been looking, and by the way, I was assaulted and left blind after I testified in D.C., so I've been trying to look for somebody who might...
You've already called me about this. Are you talking about the gassing of America, Tom?
Yeah, but I'm trying to see if I get somebody to make the connection between the Iron Mountain program, which granddaughter of Patton alluded to, and this issue that I have exposed. And like I say, I'm at a disadvantage without being able to see, so I'm hoping somebody is...
I've gone to gassingamerica.com and I've read a little bit into it. Okay, you're trying to make a connection between this website, Gassing America, and also the Iron Mountain meeting, is that right?
Yeah. See, okay. If you look at that, you say, well, how could this occur unless it was premeditated?
Well, okay, what was the meeting at Iron Mountain? Refresh my memory here, Tom.
Well, I don't know precisely, but according to the granddaughter of Patton, she alluded to this, that there was a gathering in somewhere prior to 1974, and they were, implementing the Agenda 21-like material. In other words, population management.
Okay.
you know, control of the banking further and all of that stuff.
Okay.
But since I'm not able to see, I've been trying to get somebody to help me with that's had more experience.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you reaching out to me. Honestly, I do behind the scenes, and a lot of people don't know this. I do a lot of research behind the scenes just to try to keep putting new content up. It takes me hours to come up with stuff, and sometimes it takes me, I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning just tweaking, some things on this show that I did tonight. Yeah. And so, I've gone into Gassing America. I can't tell you, I don't know. I might do it in the not too distant future. I'll take another look at it, Tom, but I'm not going to guarantee you that I'm going to get into it because it might be too extensive for to fit in with what I do.
What I've been looking for is to see if somebody does know about that meeting and can see the what I've been made to believe is the apparent connection between this population management of the lower 8% of the United States.
Uh-huh.
Outside of the homeless.
Yeah. No. I get what you're saying. And every time, every time this Iron Mountain is mentioned, to me, it reminds me of, and I'm probably way off base here, but there was some secret meeting supposedly with Eisenhower in some mountain, back in 1954 over UFOs. And that's what keeps coming to mind every time I hear about Iron Mountain. So I know that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. I'll tell you what, I will look at it. Okay, and I'll Google it and see what I can find out about it. Okay, but that's all I can promise you. All right.
Well, that's fine, but maybe some of the other listeners have some ideas too.
It's
really
possible.
Frustrating for me when I can't do my own research.
Oh, I can imagine. I can. I don't know what I would do if I were in that situation. So I have empathy for you, Tom. I understand that, and I knowing you called in two or three times, and I know you're a very astute, very intelligent guy. Okay, and I've had other listeners tell me the same thing. Well, no, I've had other listeners tell me the same thing, so I know. And you've run in the circles of some of these other people who are very knowledgeable, so I know who you are. Okay. I'll check into it a little bit further. Okay. And
I can say anybody else listening, if they have a clue, my phone number is at the bottom of that website. I really would appreciate to get some fill in because I was talking with Washington today with Jason Chaffetz and I want to have my stuff right.
Okay. All right. Very good. Gassingamerica.com, folks. Go take a look at it. All right. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Okay.
All right.
Back to this. Let's see. Where am I? Oh, back in 2003 in July, the program was having a bit of an uphill battle getting started. On July 14th of 2003, Wired News reports that the Senate's 368 billion version of the 2004 Defense Appropriations Bill, released from committee to the full Senate on Wednesday, contains a provision that would deny all the funds and thus would effectively kill the Terrorism Information Bill. I got another call. Who's that? All right, hold on a second. Let me see what's going on here. All right, Andy, you'll be second up. Hold on the line. Fred in Michigan, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, that report from Iron Mountain.
Okay, good.
On the feasibility, whatever, of peace in a post-war era. It used to be in book form in the libraries, and then it mysteriously disappeared. Lark in Texas would know all about it.
I got Lark's phone number.
What's that?
I said I've got Lark's phone number. I just talked to Lark last week.
He would know all about that. And also, you brought up the banking system. And, of course, this tweaks the memory of the 100-year charter that came up for renewal in 2013. I don't recall much fanfare anywhere, but I've learned that any legislative act has a prerequisite mandate of a legal quorum. And 12 senators present that voted unanimously because they were all paid off.
Uh-huh.
In 1913, I'm absolutely positive does not constitute a valid legal quorum necessary for the legislative enactment.
So what do we do about it? What do we do about it, Fred?
Okay, and to back it up, there's a federal court case from 1986, Bauscher v. Sinar, and if I'm not mistaken, it's 478 U.S. 714, Bauscher, like Bow Wow and S-H-E-R, Bauscher v. Sinar, S-Y-N-A-R. The guy that knows all about this is Dave DeReamer at escapeharassment.com. They used to advertise all the time on RBN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what Bauscher v. Sinar?
I can't go. I'm getting short on time. I can't let you draw this thing out, man. Okay, I'll give you 2 minutes. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Okay. The decision documented the fact Congress is not authorized to delegate away their constitutionally mandated fiduciary duties. And when they did so with the Federal Reserve Act, they violated that mandate, and that's breach of the public trust. That's the angle of attack. And I already put it to the test on a local level, and I saw it work. So we all have to start getting out into our neighborhoods and campaigning, holding town hall meetings, armed with these facts. Because we pay their salaries, Mike, and that's a contract also.
Oh, I get it. I get it. But getting people to do it's another issue. I can't even get people to donate to the network. So, you know. okay. All right. Got that. Okay. I got to let you go, man. What's that? All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to good night. Let's go to Andy in Texas. Andy, you're on with Michael.
Hey, nice to talk to you. First time calling to your show, my friend. You've got a really good radio voice. For whatever reason, you're very eloquent with the way you speak. So, but that has nothing to do with the way I call.
Okay. You're setting me up here, right, Andy? There's always a calm before the storm.
Okay. Absolutely. No. RBN has made a wise choice with you. I think you're going to go a long ways. You're very receptive to your callers and stuff, too, so that's very cool. But the thing is we've got a higher pedestal now. What we have is more and more people have seeked out RBN, GCN, all these other radio nations that, you know, are broadcasting. And so because you have that, you need to start bringing in the facts that you've been talking about while back, like, you know, revisit 9/11, and I know you have, revisit all these different things about the George W. Bush, the Clintons and their drug dealings and the Bush's connections with that in Iran.
I've done that, Andy. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying you need to continue to do that because this is where you're going to pick up even more people because more and more people are speaking out to other people and they're gathering more people, and they're going to direct them towards your radio station, and they need to hear the basics.
Yeah,
you know,
Andy, I agree with you, and what you're talking about, what I should be doing, is what I was going to do tonight, but when I went to pull the show up to do it last night to get it ready, it was gone. So this was a fill-in that I had. This is a show tonight that I had already done. I had done it 7 weeks ago, and it was just sitting there. So it was a fill-in for a show I was going to do tonight on Chip Tatum and the Iran-Contra drug running. You know, so this is a substitute show, is what I'm saying. But I get you, okay? And you know, I'm on it. And yes,
just for your security here, I'm not telling you how to run your show. I'm just saying I think it might be a good idea to just keep rolling back to everything, you know, because you've got a broader audience now, so you have to continue to repeat yourself.
I agree with you, but let me also interject this. You also have to maintain your listenership, so there's a balance here, okay? For example...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for example, I had two guests on this week. You know, one of them last night was talking about JFK, and Everybody knows about JFK. John Hankey's been researching that for years and years and years and years and years. But you've got to be able to tie it into something that's relevant to today to hold the not the new audience, but the veteran audience out there, or they tune out. So, you know, I try to do the best job that I can, and you're right on point. I agree with you, Andy, okay, is we've got to keep feeding this and pushing, because ultimately you get to a point. Just I'll give you an example, this Seth Rich thing, okay? We've got Sean Hannity apologizing for even bringing it up the other night, okay, because there's pressure being put on the mainstream media to shut it down. What that means to me is that we're over the target because we're getting all the flack, okay? And Sean Hannity and Newt Gingrich are the only two mainstream guys that I know of that actually touched it, and they're getting lambasted for it. But we've got to keep pushing it, because that particular one is the linchpin for the whole Russia hacking thing. So, you know, yes, the more we push on this and the more people that we get, you know, awakened to 9/11, to George Bush and his war crimes, to the Clintons and all that stuff, the sooner we're going to be able to see some justice done. So, yes, I agree with you 100%, my friend.
Hey, well, hey, thank you very much for taking my call. I really appreciate you, man. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, Andy. Okay, let's see how much time we got left here. Let's see, where was I? I was at the Information Awareness Network. Anyway, bottom line is, I got a couple of minutes left here. They rejected the funding, folks, for the Information Network. And then later on, the government quietly brings back the Total Information Network. Okay, it was rejected in September 24th of 2003 by the Department of Defense Appropriations Act, and then the government quietly brings it back. And it goes on to say that Reuters obtained a congressional report that shows 9 months after Congress shut it down, the controversial Pentagon computer surveillance program, the Total Information Awareness Network, the United States government continues to comb private records and databases to sniff out suspicious activity. Peter Swire, who served as the Clinton's administration's top official, said, and I quote, "I believe that Total Information Awareness is continuing under other names," unquote. So, that being said, he's right. It is. And we see it happening. Who was it? Kellyanne Conway, that came out on Fox News, and everybody just poo-pooed her for saying, you know, your TV's watching you, and your computer's watching you, and your microwave's watching you. It's true. They are. Everybody's watching everything we do, and they're making a record of it. Just because they don't show up knocking on your door right now doesn't mean they have a record of everything you do, everywhere you go, every transaction you make, okay? And it's all under the guise of protecting the American people from terrorism. No, it's not. It's about looking up your hiney for everything that you do so they can use it against you later. That's what it's really all about. Anyway, I'm going to sign off for now, folks. I may not be here tomorrow night and Friday night. I'm not sure. I haven't made a decision on whether I'm going to accept or not. But you'll have to tune in and find out, all right? See you tomorrow, or maybe. If not, have a good Memorial Day weekend, folks. Good night. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.